My fiancé has been cheating on me for the last 7 months, but he has no idea that I know, and that I've been secretly saving up money to leave him, and now the time has come for me to say goodbye without a word. This happened 7 months ago. I work a not high-paying but decent job and picked up a second job. He thinks I'm working for extra money to buy a new car. He left his email logged in on my laptop and I saw an ongoing conversation where a woman was sending him spicy pictures talking about hooking up again. He agreed and made a date to pick her up a week from when she sent that email. I opened it because the subject was NSA smashing, no strings attached, the kicker? He found her on CL. Privately, I got tested, no STDs. I stopped having intercourse with him but 1 month after I found the emails. Once I got the second job I used being too tired as an excuse so he wouldn't think I found out. But we used protection cause I told him I stopped taking birth control. So I'm clean. Now I have more than enough money saved up to move out. It's been so hard holding back tears and looking him in the eye but over the last few months I have felt completely out of love with him. I put in my 2 weeks notice at my second job, I have suitcases in my trunk. Once the day comes and he's at work I'm packing all my stuff and leaving my ring on the dresser. I deactivated my Facebook last month but I blocked him before I did, I'm gonna block his phone number and Instagram account as well. I have spent months putting this plan together. I can't wait to leave him confused and thrown off. Signed, the sad but soon to be single girl. Edit: hey guys, just wanna say that I'm not gonna leave a print out of his email when I leave and I'm not gonna sell my engagement ring. I'm 24 years old, I don't do stuff for revenge and I don't want to spite him. He'll just be left blindsided by his actions. I'll post an update after I move to keep you guys informed for the ones asking. I feel so liberated and free and thank you for all your well wishes, it means a lot. Edit: two guys, I kept having intercourse with him after I found out because I didn't want to stop abruptly and have him suspect something. Also, I'm not going to confront him or give him any explanation as some of you have suggested. He is the one who had an ongoing relationship with another woman. He had 7 months to confess the truth to me. He had yet to tell me. He has every single opportunity to be honest and the fact that he's smiling in my face acting like everything is all fine, why on earth would I give his butt any indication that I'm leaving him? Nod dog lol. Commenter: don't look back. Commenter 1: it's pretty awesome that instead of being devastating and letting that keep you down you immediately started a plan. Commenter 2: you might want to let your families know what is going on as soon as you move and why. Have documentation of his cheating and let him dictate the narrative. You are doing yourself and him a favor by letting him know why you are leaving, after you have already made the arrangements you need to. If you're engaged, your families are already fairly enmeshed and they're going to be just as blindsided as him. They see you as a future family member, and if you are close to his parents or siblings, giving them a heads up that you chose to call off the engagement and why would probably be appreciated by them. Just give them the facts and proof, say you need to move on from that kind of relationship and wish them all the best. Taking the high road and being honest and transparent in these situations can be key to keeping your relationships and custody of the friend group. Update: I got an early move in and I just dropped the U-Haul back off. I waited until my now ex-fiancé went to work. I had my clothes packed the night before. I just needed to move most of my stuff. Even though we purchased our couch together, I'm gonna let him keep it. I know he was very thrown off and confused when he got home. He had everyone calling me, including both my mom and his mom, asking if everything was okay. He was about to call the cops. I told both my mom and his mom that I moved out because of personal issues. They both said okay. I told his mom we are over. No breaks here. I got a swarm of emails. Here's a few copied ones just to summarize his confused, sad, angry reaction. What's going on? Are you okay? Insert name, please answer me. You gave me heart attack, I thought you were dead, you're not gonna answer my calls? You blocked me? Since he wouldn't leave me alone, I sent one reply to him, that's that NSA smashing, no strings attached smashing. He finally left me alone then bombarded my emails once again saying you were snooping through my email? Can we just talk in person? I want to make this work. It was a dumb mistake. Of course I had to fight myself not to curse him out. But after about an hour he left me alone. Next week once I get everything settled I'm gonna show my parents the new place. My head and heart feels so much lighter. I'm really happy, I'm reading more, mediating. I thought that I would be forever broken, not good enough for anyone else, but I was wrong. Sometimes you need to get hurt really bad before you realize you gotta get out for good. This was my breaking point and I'm thankful that he did me the favor of showing me who he really is. Thank God I dodged this bullet. Thanks for the well wishes once again. Commenter: I hope she wasn't shocked when he told everyone she was cheating on him and left for someone else. I never understand why anyone wouldn't tell at least their own friends and family what the cheater did. But, to each their own, I guess.